Cars to Protect on Beat.
Hearing it is very important when you have a very long hair. I haven't cut my hair in several years, so it's ugly, like, so you have to go headband over hairnet then, of course, for, you know, fashion's sake, like, so.
This is James.
I'm the owner and operator of the Crazy Vegetable vegan food stall and trailer.
And this is Nisha.
My name is Nisha and I work here at Beat.
James and Nisha are part of a growing number of people in Ireland who have chosen to follow a vegan diet. In fact, about 4% of our population identify as vegan.
It's all my sister, really. My sister's about 2.5 years older than me. She's always been a huge animal lover. So I think when she was about 14, she went vegetarian. After she went to a pig farm with school and she was holding a little piglet and they were like, that's going to be bacon. And she was like horrified. So since then, she's like, I'm not eating animals. And she's a big research head as well. So she did a lot of research, watched a lot of documentaries and then started showing them to me when I was like 16, 17. So then I decided to go vegetarian when I was 18. And then at 20, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go vegan now. I think it's just the time.
James became a vegan about 6 years ago.
I've never narrowed it down. It's like, it could be this Christmas, actually, this 6 years. But it was funny for me, like, it was the... Meat was the easy thing. I think cheese was probably the hardest thing. Like, so that was the real kind of hard thing to give up.
Choosing a vegan lifestyle has a hugely positive impact on the environment. By putting down that hamburger and following a plant-based diet, you will account for 75% less greenhouse gas emissions than those who eat 100 grams of meat a day.
The three big things would be, like, I love animals. I, like, enjoy being around them, so I can kind of see the humanity almost in animals. But there's also my health and climate change as well. So I guess, yeah, I would be conscious of, even as a vegan, I wouldn't eat as much avocados or palm oil, or there's certain things even in the vegan diet that aren't necessarily good for the climate. So it would come into it. It's easier to be more climate friendly when you don't eat animals.
A vegan diet results in less harm to land, water and biodiversity.
In terms of just convenience, there is a lot of products now. If you go into supermarkets, like you go to the freezer or the free from section, you will find stuff. But it is still processed. It is still, you know, coming from outside of Ireland a lot of the time. So I think it can be hard to be a vegan that is, like, extremely ethical and extremely, you know, good for the climate, because you're still getting imported products.
This is where food trucks like James's The Crazy Vegetable on O'Connell Street in Waterford City helps.
If I was relying on just vegans to have a business, you know, I wouldn't be in business.
James produces vegan food using local produce.
Pretty much all my veg, but anything that I would source in season, like spinach and onions and all these things like that grow an abundance in Ireland in season, I would have on my menu. Apart from that, in all of my, say, vegan meats, as we call them, they're all homemade. So they're all, so I buy bulk products and I make everything.
And there is one item on the menu at the Crazy Vegetable that James sees people return for again and again.
The shawarma is essentially a big kebab. I make my own seitan at home. So seitan is a really old meat replacement. Buddhist monks have been recorded as making seitan back as far as the 5th century. So we call that wheat meat. So it's really high in protein. It's a wheat protein. And you make your seitan out of that. So you bake it very similar to a bread. And then you put a lot of different flavours, marinate it, umami, kind of savoury flavours, slice it up. And it has the texture and consistency of kebab meat. More healthier for you than their typical kebab meat.
Nisha also has a favourite meat-free meal.
It's funny, like, it's a meal I've been eating since I was a young child that used to have chicken in it, but I kind of modified it. But fajitas have just always been my favourite. And I just supplement the tofu, just get the same fajita kit you can get in the supermarket, but instead use tofu.
People don't realise how much power they have, people power, on a grand scale, where you just make that decision to, I will do one night a week. Well, if everybody said that, that's hundreds of thousands of people, that's millions of people. So you have that power, you just have to think collectively.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.